The soundtrack to your life. Cheshire's Silk 106.9.
It is my great pleasure to welcome Ali and Danny from the Virgin Marys into the studio. Welcome, guys.
Cheers, man. Thank you very much.
Really appreciate you coming in, because looking at your sort of diary, it's a wonder you've got a spare day.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's this year's just like, I don't know, it's just gone that quick. Like, we just could non-stop gigging, so... Like, if you'd have told me it was April, I would have believed you, so...
It really is like that, isn't
it? Yeah, man.
Well, I mean, you were where were you Friday?
Yeah, it was a new festival, Lincolnshire, called Call the Wild Festival. It was really, really good, actually. Really, really good. So, yeah, man.
Yeah, and then, you know, I've dragged you in here. On your, is it take it today's day, a day
yeah,
off?
Yeah, should be at the, should be at the market.
Yeah, yeah, doing something like that.
Yeah,
I mean, it's been a busy year. I mean, your album was out in November. We played that as our featured album. As I was saying to you off air as well, and I'm not blowing smoke, it was very difficult to pick three songs to play off it. But, you know, it's great. You've got a new single out, we'll talk about that in a bit. There was a tour in February, UK?
Yeah, man. That was like, that was like probably the heaviest tour we've ever done, really. It was like 14 dates non-stop. We had like one day off, which is just crazy. Like, my hands were like dead by the end of it, but it was great, man. Yeah, it was really, really good. I mean, to be honest with you, the reaction that we've had from this album has been better than any of the previous two, which has been amazing for us, you know. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is a great album. I mean, to be fair, all the stuff you've produced over the years has been great. And, you know, we play a lot of it on the show. So it's been a while that, you know, I've wanted you to come in. Didn't have any contact details. I suppose I could have used my contacts. So I was telling people that we know in between, but it's always been one of those things. Europe as well, you toured there?
Yeah, we did the 14-day UK tour in February, then April. I think we did about 8 dates, 6 in Germany, 1 in Netherlands and 1 in Switzerland. So that was great. We hadn't been across for quite a while, so really ace to be back there, yeah.
What are the European fans like?
I don't know. I mean, like, people say how do the audiences differ, but maybe everyone's the same once they've had a bit to drink and they loosen up, and it's great if you can watch your music make people run around a room or play air guitar and like lose all inhibitions, then I think that the music's got to be quite powerful.
Yeah, well,
you know what I mean, like, I always think, like, when would I play air guitar, and I always kind of think, oh, it's got to be back when I was a kid and like uncontrollable, like shivers down the spine type of thing, and you know, I would think that it would take something special to make me do that.
But then that's the thing with fans and music, though. You know, I mean, you put something out and you put it out, you think to yourself, well, this is me. I like this. This is what I want to do. And then when you get that reaction and when you see that live, that must be, you know, a real buzz.
That's probably what makes it all worthwhile. Yeah, yeah. I think initially. Basically, probably trying to communicate what's going on with your creativity. Mm. And I don't know, I'm kind of enjoying it more now than ever. I think you spend so long doing it and you want to give up certain times along the way, but then you actually, I guess, something happens and you realise once you've been through so much, I mean, there's been great ups, but also big downs, and once you get past that, then you realise, well, actually, this is still what I want to do, no matter what, then it kind of, everything changes, and you look at it differently, and also been feeling really lucky to be doing what we're doing when recently, you know, a friend of the band, Max Morrison, passed away, you know, a few days ago, and it was his dream to do a lot of what we're doing, so it kind of makes you feel very lucky.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose it does, doesn't it? Those are the times that you do reflect and you look back and think, well, you know, what else would I be doing if I wasn't doing this? And, you know, I'm doing something that a lot of people dream of doing, and you kind of carry that on. We're going to take a bit of a break, some more music on the way, and we are going to have something acoustic in the next few minutes, I promise you. The Virgin Marys are with us, and we've got a real treat for you now, as Ali is going to perform for us here on the show.
Thank you.
and swallow rain. I swore I'd never drink again. I don't know the world and pain. My conscience weighs its own. I'm laying low, I just got back. I'll find a room and paint it black. I'm bathing in this northern sun. I must be lost in time. Who are all these friends of mine? Follow me, I'm right behind, carrying a gun. See the law behind the lies. See the truth behind disguise. Reflected in this northern sun. Accepted in this northern sun. Towards an early grave. Look at all it's time I save. See the damage done. For everything that comes a time. I know I will soon have mine. Bathing in this northern sun. Bathing in this northern.
Son, that is just, that was just fantastic.
Thank you.
Absolutely brilliant. Thank you very much. More from the Virgin Marys very soon. The Virgin Marys are still with us, Ali and Danny. That song, fantastic, Ali.
Thank
absolutely
you very much.
Brilliant. We set up the studio ready to go. Eyes closed, guitar going. I'd have been looking at the guitar, trying to find the
chord.
I tend
to close my eyes. It's easier to kind of get in some form of zone, and also if you're a bit anxious, you don't have to look at anything.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Well, you don't want to see this when you're singing. You really don't. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Now, obviously, we're going to talk about the Fab Festival in a few minutes. We're going to play a new single. We'll talk about the Fab Festival, but there is a few other things on the horizon, including Slash.
Yeah, man.
It's, yeah.
Yeah, really looking forward to that. It's really crazy as well, and it's really cool that we got asked to do it as well. So, you know, it'll be a really good gig, that.
Yeah.
Really
cool. When is that?
That is the 19th of June, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Showing a
few days' time, isn't it, really?
Just after the Fab Festival, yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic. Where are you playing?
Hanover.
We did actually play Hanover in April.
Yeah.
So, it's a cool place. It's almost like a student area from what we saw of it.
Yeah.
It's got a great vibe. But it's literally going to be, I think, literally drive there and drive back. So it's going to be.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not driving.
Yeah.
You know, that's what
Totally. But then, of course, you know, you're doing Hanover, but then, you know, you think Hanover, you think, well, that's quite far away. But tell you what, let's go Serbia.
Yeah, mate. Yeah.
I don't know. They come in and we say yes or no. So. Yeah, we're playing in Serbia in July. That's going to be like a fly-in, I think. Fly out. I think there'll be a backline and hotel and whatnot there ready for it. It's great.
Yeah.
That type of thing, because you get chauffeured about and...
No, it's all right, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's quite nice. Well, it's a long journey. It's a long way to go, isn't it, to perform and then come straight back again.
But, no, yeah, I've been... Eastern Europe's somewhere we've never really sort of been.
Yeah.
It's one of the one places we've not been, so... But we're starting to get a lot more gigs, and that's... So this will be the first one, and, yeah.
Brilliant. I would recommend not watching the film Hostel.
Good to know.
Yeah, so just what, that, to that note. Film... I think it's the only one that I had... the only film that I've ever switched over... feeling that uncomfortable.
You and me
I
both.
I think I was nursing this like really bad hangover, and I wasn't expecting that type of horror film.
Yeah.
I was like, what's going on here? And then I managed to sit through the first session of torture.
Yeah.
And then another one happened on top of it, and I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, enough's enough. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I did.
Last of the summer wine.
Yeah, yeah, straight over. Heartbeat. Yeah. Something nice. Yeah, absolutely. Now, also, you've released another single from the album, and there's a video attached to that, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah, that was... That it was a crazy idea for a video that we had, and... Yeah, it's completely out of context in comparison to what we normally do or what we've done in the past and stuff. So it was a lot of fun making that. Yeah, it's one of them. I mean, I even watch it and kind of go, what was all that about? And then and then rewatch it. So I think it did the trick.
Yeah, the best kind of thing with videos. I must admit, I've often thought with bands when they make a video, like, you know, Danny California, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
And they perform as different. They have to do that entire song. And then in another costume, and then over and...
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's your songs, but you must at some point just think...
Yeah.
I've kind of had enough of playing this for the moment.
Big time.
Yeah, man.
The one before, Look After My Brother, it was... We performed it at half speed. So we played it at half the speed, and then he speeds up the footage, and then it kind of gives this crazy effect.
Yeah.
But yeah, to do, you know, to pretend that you're playing... Well... You kind of are playing half speed, but you're miming, and you know, about the 30th time that you're doing it, you're ready to
that got really
to
weird.
Give up on everything. I think.
You can't hear it anymore.
See, animation. See, that's the best thing to do. If you're going to bring out a video, just get somebody else to do it.
Yeah,
animate definitely. It. You're definitely. On there. You get the credit for it. You get some nice artwork. Best way to go. Well, we're going to hear the brand new single. It's called SOS for You and I, and we're going to play it next.
Hold Silk 106.9's Sunday Show. The truth will melt your mind, and the bodies will subside.
is it, the new single from the Virgin Marys, SOS for You and I, from the Northern Sun Sessions album. Great song.
Thank you very much. Another great song.
It must be difficult picking singles, is it? Or do you just kind of instinctively know, you know? It's like, say, for example, Look Out for My Brother. I mean, that, to me, that stood out as a single.
Yeah, I think sometimes there's definitely ones where you kind of go, yeah, that's definitely one. But I guess it depends sometimes. In the past, we've had managers that have been like, that's a single. And like, to us, we'd be like, really?
But, I listened to the radio on the way down here, and apparently some A&R guy said to Blondie that there was no singles on Parallel Lines album, yeah. You know, where it's like full of them. So I think it's just, I don't know. I don't know who qualifies as the expert of what is catchy and what isn't.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know what I mean, like.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose. I mean, but then it should be down to you, shouldn't it? You know, the your songs.
I think Dan probably chose which ones for this album.
Yeah,
I think, like, I don't know. Happy to relinquish kind of any idea of what I think people are going to like, to be honest.
I mean, that's a pretty cool attitude, really, because, I mean, a lot of other musicians are kind of, it's mine, you know, this is mine. They're wary about releasing it out, you know, and letting it sort of, because, let's face it, people will interpret your lyrics depending on what's going on with their lives. But I suppose in that sense, then it appeals to almost everybody, don't it, if they can find something.
Yeah, I think that's the beauty of music, isn't it?
Mm.
I think it'd be pretty horrible to put loads of meaning into someone's lyrics, but then hear the story about it, and it's something really.
Yeah, yeah. Well, funnily enough, Sting had that with Every Breath You Take.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
the amount of people that had that as their first song at weddings, realizing what it was actually.
Yeah,
you know,
it's really creepy, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think he ended up saying, "Well, you know, this is what I thought it was. I wrote it, but if you think it's that, then who am I to?"
Yeah,
you know.
Absolutely. I think that's the way it should be, really.
Yeah, totally. Now, Fab Festival, it's coming up. You are performing. Is it the Friday night you're performing?
I believe so, yeah. I know we're not playing the Macclesfield Festival this year.
Right.
And we definitely wanted to do something that was close to home in the festival. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah. Were you approached, or was it something that you...
Yeah, we got... they approached us, really. And like I say, yeah, like I was saying... We were asked about the Matt Festival, but we sort of, you know, we did it last year, so this one come about. So, yeah, it was ideal, really. So
yeah, as a festival, I mean, it's grown year on year. I mean, it just seems to be one of those that gets bigger and bigger. I mean, it was, I believe originally, I mean, it's Fab is Folk and Boat, isn't it?
Yeah,
But it's really moved on from that. I mean, you've got Top Loader performing. Yeah. Is that the same night as you?
Yeah.
I
think so, yeah. I think
yeah. And then, of course, we can't mention the Fab Festival without mentioning Shawaddy Waddy.
Absolutely.
Something for everybody. They're doing, is that the Saturday night they're doing, I think, I suppose.
I think it is, yeah. I think we're doing the Friday night. We got approached to do it by a big fan of the band. I think he just really wanted us to play. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah. Do you try and play, because I know you played the Masonic Hall not so long ago. Do you try and play close to Mac, because as and when you can?
Yeah, man. I mean, we really wanted to do a gig last year in Mac, and literally the Masonic was the only one we could find. But it's pretty difficult, you know, because you've got to get the stage and that, and security and health and safety and stuff. So it's hard to do a gig on your own, you know. And it's just, I think Macclesfield... It's crying out for like a 300-plus venue, really.
It really is, isn't it? Yeah, it really is. I mean, you know, you think about the number of cinemas that were in Macclesfield at a time that would make sort of ideal Majestic.
Yeah, perfect.
I think that you've got to be able to afford to maybe make a loss for the first couple of years, and I'm not sure anyone's there's not many people who were lucky enough to be in that position.
No.
You know what I mean? I think this festival that we went to, that we played at on Friday... I think they have some great people funding it, and I think it's on the understanding that it's going to grow each year. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It was an amazing festival, but things need time, don't they?
Yeah.
Whatever you're doing, you can't really expect kind of ultimate success right off the, you know.
This is the trouble, though, because a lot of people think they can. And this is the issue, isn't it? That's sort of a want it yesterday, sort of, rather than building something and then hoping. But like you say, very few people are in that position where they could take a loss.
That's it. I think that's, especially with anything to do with music, you've got as more of like a 5-year plan rather than a
It'd be great though to have that back in Macclesfield, that you had you know, a lot of bands passing through.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be good. It really would. I mean, we were talking off air before about Party in the Park in West Park. Mm. I mean, it's a great venue. It's ideal, especially when the weather's nice.
Yeah, yeah. Like you're saying, every year it was absolutely rammed. Mm. Spent many a sunny afternoon drunk in that park. So, only for the festival.
Like. Oh, of course, yeah. Yeah, of course, yeah. What, you want just every Saturday night? Yeah. No, it was
you'll find me. I'll be there.
So, I mean, that's great. Far Festival is on the way. I mean, you, like you said, is the year's going so quickly for you. There's loads coming up. I read somewhere that you're recording. Is it, you're going to be recording soon, is that
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. We're going to start recording a new album. We're hoping that we can get it out next year.
Fantastic. Yeah. So, yeah, but I mean, the process for that, is it does stuff come easily, or I suppose it depends, doesn't it?
Stuff's kind of already there now, where you would hope that I never put myself into the position where, right, you've got 2 months to write and that's it. Mm. Because I don't think I'd be able to do it, and it doesn't seem to work like that. Mm. For me, there'll be like a spell where five could come at once and then there's not much. Yeah. For the next couple of months. So I've got all the ideas there for the art. We need to get back in the studio and hammer them out.
Go from there. Well, thanks very much for coming in. We've run out of time, but I do appreciate it. Really nice to meet you both. Good luck for Slash. Good luck for Serbia.
Thank
good
you
luck
very
for
much.
The Fab Festival.
The soundtrack to your life. Cheshire's Silk 106.9.